All right, so you know that feeling you get
Yeah.
when a song just like totally gets you
Right.
deep down in your soul?
Oh yeah, for sure.
And you guys asked for a deep dive on this one
Yes.
into the Smiths' How Soon Is Now
Classic.
to try and like figure out
Yeah.
Yeah.
why this song is still
Right.
resonating with so many people almost 40 years later.
Especially, people who are
Yeah.
feeling a little disaffected.
Yes, exactly.
Little bit like outsiders.
Exactly. So let's crank up the volume
Okay.
on Morrissey's words and see what we can find.
Right.
I'm ready.
Okay, so.
What really gets me about this song is
Yeah.
just how raw it is. You know, it's about social isolation and like
Yeah.
really wanting to connect with people,
Yeah.
but it's not just stating those feelings.
Right.
It's like he uses such vivid imagery
Yes.
and even sometimes like violent language, which just elevates it.
Yeah,
Right.
totally. And like right away.
He hits us with this line.
Okay.
I am the son and the heir of a shyness that is criminally vulgar.
Oh, yeah.
And it's so much more than just being a little shy, right?
It's heavy.
It's like something way
It
heavier
is.
in there.
Exactly. By using those words, criminally vulgar,
Yeah.
he makes it a transgression. It's like
Correct.
society's telling
Right.
you're different,
Yeah.
and that's not okay.
Yeah, you're bad.
Yeah.
You're wrong.
And this really like resonates with anyone who's ever felt judged
Yes.
or ostracized for,
Especially for being introverted. Like, it's our fault that we don't fit in. And then later in the song, it's almost like he's addressing those critics with those lines. You shut your mouth. How can you say I go about things the wrong way? It's like this defiant pushback.
Yeah, it is. It is. There's like a real defensiveness in
Right.
those lines,
Yeah.
like pushing back against anyone
Right.
trying to tell you how to be normal. Like,
Right. This is me.
this is me, and you can't tell
Yeah.
me
You can't change me.
to change.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And it really just highlights that pain
It does.
of not belonging
Yeah.
and feeling scrutinized
All the
all
time.
the time for being yourself. But then,
Yeah.
you know, beneath all of that
Yeah.
angst and that anger and that pushback.
There's this like aching vulnerability in the
Yeah.
chorus where
Yes.
he says,
I am human and I need to be loved.
just like everybody else does.
Right.
It's simple,
It is.
but it's like heartbreaking.
It is so
And I
heartbreaking.
think that's why the song connects with people, because it strips away all the pretense and it just exposes this like
This truth
the fundamental human
that
truths.
we all crave connection, regardless of how different we seem on the surface.
Idly.
But then
Yeah.
he sings about going to a club,
Okay.
standing there alone, leaving alone, and crying yourself to sleep.
It's painful.
And it's so painful,
Yeah.
especially after that chorus
I know.
where he's like, I just want to be loved.
Yeah.
What's going on here?
Well, I think it just shows how hard it is to actually find that connection,
Yeah.
even in a place.
Yeah, a place that's built for that.
Yes, exactly like a
Because,
club.
like, even when he tries to put himself out there,
He still ends up alone.
he still ends up alone.
Yeah.
It's almost like the song itself
Interesting.
mirrors that experience. You know, it starts with these big, bold
Right.
pronouncements
Yeah.
and ends in this, like, quiet despair.
And that feeling of despair,
Yeah.
it's really driven home in those last lines. When you say it's gonna happen now, well, when exactly do you mean? See, I've already waited too long and all my hope is gone.
Wow.
It's like this
Yeah.
final exhausted sigh of
Yeah.
disillusionment.
And musically,
Yes.
the song itself adds to that feeling.
Okay.
You know, like Johnny Marr's echoing guitar
Oh, yeah.
creates this landscape of loneliness
It's like
that
muse
just wraps around you.
is embodying the isolation.
Yeah, it's like the music itself is isolated. It's
Exactly.
not just a sad song.
It's an experience.
It's a sonic experience.
Yes.
And that
And,
intro,
oh,
with
yeah.
that droning hypnotic quality,
You're sucked in.
oh, it just sucks you right
And
in.
it sets the stage
Yeah.
for this like emotional
Oh, well,
journey.
totally. So we've talked about the lyrics,
Yeah.
we've talked about the music, but we also need to think about like
Right.
the historical context.
Yeah.
You know, this song came out in the mid-80s,
The 80s.
a time of a lot of social and political upheaval.
Yeah.
So do you think that plays a role in its lasting appeal?
I think so.
Yeah.
It's interesting how these themes of,
Yeah.
alienation and disaffection,
Right.
they resonate across generations,
Yeah. Like it's a timeless
It's timeless human experience.
Especially for teenagers.
Yes.
Yeah.
Especially for teenagers.
Well, it's a,
figuring it out. Trying to figure out where they fit in.
Where they fit in the world.
Yeah.
Exactly. But in the 80s, with Thatcherism, there was this particular feeling of disillusionment among young people. Which I think the song captured perfectly.
It did. And you know, this song has been used.
Oh, yeah. In so many things.
So many films and TV shows.
Like Charmed.
Charmed, yes.
Perks of Being a Wallflower.
Perks of Being a Wallflower. So many.
And it always seems to hit a nerve.
Yes.
You know, like reminding us that those feelings of being an outsider, they're universal.
Yeah,
no matter what decade.
Decade you're in.
You're in. Yeah.
So it's more than just a song.
Yeah. It's like a...
It's a cultural touchstone.
Cultural touchstone.
It reflects our shared human experience of longing and isolation.
And it gives people a sense of solace and understanding.
Yes. Yeah, like you're not alone.
Exactly.
You're not the only one.
You're not alone.
Who feels this way.
And it's amazing how a song that's almost 40 years old can still feel so
relevant.
Relevant.
Today.
Though. Yeah.
It makes you wonder why.
It does. It makes you wonder, why does this song continue to resonate with each new generation? Maybe it's because those feelings of isolation are even more amplified now.
Right, with social media and everything.
In our increasingly digital world.
Or maybe it's just something fundamental about the human condition. That
that we all relate to on some level.
Yeah.
It's the beauty of art, isn't it?
It is.
It makes us ask these questions and find our own meaning.
So as you listen to How Soon Is Now, again, think about what resonates with you.
That resonates with you.
What makes this song an anthem for the ages.
Wow, what a song.
What a song.
That was awesome.
I love that song.
All right, thanks for joining us.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
For this deep dive.
Of course.
Into the Smiths, How Soon Is Now.
Anytime.
We'll see you next time.
See you later.